Attention, Film School students, here are a few announcements. Item 1, here's the Build a Sci-Fi Epic recipe book. Item 2, first you take a prophecy or a chosen one and pit it against a big bad government. Item 3, then add a lot of sand. Oh, and item 4, if anyone can find the film school janitors on their lunch break, tell them it's time to review Dune Part 2. Maybe it should have been called Dune 2, Dune Harder.
Here's a little story about a trio of janitors. Might have heard they worked at a well-known film school. They picked up a few things other than trash. They might hate your movie or if drunk think it's cool. Every now and then they get together for a lunch break. Trash talks a movie, your TV, your streaming. Rodney and Jason and Sean, they'll clean house. If you listen close, you can hear kids screaming.
All right, so I am here with Randall. Actually, he's on a remote location right now. I've heard there's a lot of sand where you're at, and you're maybe back doing your side job of working in the movies industry, doing something in a very sandy place. Is that true?
So, actually, I'm not in a very sandy place. I'm in, like, a lot of caverns.
Oh.
You know, I kind of got lost. It's kind of wet down here. They try to make it seem like there's no water in this area, but it's kind of wet down here. You know,
okay.
I'm just kind of hot, so I'm just, you know, not feeling well, but, you know.
Okay. I was hoping it was maybe production for part 3 for the movie we're about to talk about, but we're going to be talking about Dune Part 2. Since Randall's on location, he's going to just talk about his opinions and thoughts on it real quick here, and then we'll go from there. But
all I got to say, it is written.
So now, how you were with us as a janitor when we did the first movie. What was your thoughts on the original movie when it came out?
I mean,
if you saw the 1984 one back in the day or at any point, did you see that one before?
I saw many times as a kid, and I was always confused of what's going on. And as time come on, you catch it on Sci-Fi Channel, you'd be like, oh, it's back on. Let me try to figure this out. And then you're still lost. So, but I loved it though. Like, when I heard that they're remaking it, this is one of the first times I was excited to hear about a remake, because I'm like, well, maybe it makes sense to me now.
Well, that's what they always say. They should go back and remake the ones that were close but no cigar, not the beloved ones. Make the ones,
right?
Like you keep hearing the reports of Chris Hemsworth possibly doing Krull. Like a redo of Krull, or maybe it was Superman, Henry Cavill. But one of them doing Krull, and it's like, yes, take that goofy-ass movie and do that. Don't do, Highlander again.
Okay, that's a whole other discussion. Because I was like, look, I love you, Henry. But why are we doing, why are we doing Highlander again?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It does not make sense at all.
It works because it's like trying to you could do a modern sequel, I guess, if you want to try to get Chris Lambert and do like a Blade Runner 2049 type of thing. But yeah, you just don't remake Blade Runner. You don't remake Highlander. Something that works because of its time and the limitations of the budget. You know, it's crazy. Yeah. And then again, yeah, the 84 Dune, David Lynch did it. There's a documentary that Jodorowsky, I think he's Argentinian or maybe something, some South American director, he was going to make one in the 70s, and he made this giant binder and got all these people together and was like trying to get, he's like, everything stylistically, like the documentary is really interesting, but basically because that project fell apart, we have all of 80s sci-fi, late 70s, 80s sci-fi came from all these guys that were working on this project. And it's goofy. You're right. It makes no sense. So when the remake came out, did you see the part 1 in the theater?
Yes. No, I saw it on, cause I think when part 1 came out, that was during like the COVID.
It was, yeah, I was still kind of in the ending phases of it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I actually ended up watching it in the, on HBO.
Okay. And then now, what was your thoughts about it after did you watch any of the sci-fi movies back in the day? Sci-fi channel movies? You mentioned that. Did you watch any of those so you're very steeped in it. Okay.
Yeah. I just can't, because of when I watched them, I have to go back and watch them again, because when I've been watching the movie, I'm like waiting for so many different things to happen. And I'm like, wait, I get confused.
Yeah.
Especially because I didn't understand. My little small brain back in the day wasn't as developed as it is now.
Right.
You know, and then my understanding of films, especially working with you guys, you know, because you guys are like the best.
And then we pick up stuff from all the film school students, too. Like, we kind of pick up little things here and there, them talking in the hallway, because that's all they do is talk about movies in the hallway, so.
That's all they do, you know. From a different younger perspective and sometimes an older perspective.
Yep.
But I thought the movie did a really good justice of world building and understanding, because I had no idea. And you know, what spice was. You know, I'm thinking like, oh, they need the spice. And as a kid and a teenager, or I don't know, when these movies, the series came out, I never knew what the spice was.
Yeah, they don't make. They talk about the spice. They say melange. It's weird that they don't say the spice melange in the new movies. But, like, you kind of almost weirdly need. It goes to, like, you've watched, we've talked about it before, Full Metal Alchemist. Like, you almost need to watch the original run, first season, and then watch Brotherhood, because there's things that kind of just skip past a little bit that you need for some context. And I feel like you almost need the 1984 Dune to watch the new one. And I've told people, I go, when you watch David Lynch's version, the first hour and a half is the first movie, the Denis Villeneuve movie that just came out. You know, that one's... That two and a half hour movie is an hour and a half of David Lynch, and then the last 30 minutes is this 2.5-hour, 3-hour movie. Part two, you went and saw it at the theater. Your gut reaction, like watching, what were you thinking about, like while it was going on?
Okay, when I was watching part two, I was glued to my seat, and I'm not trying to make this sound exaggerated or funny, but it was phenomenal. I was entertained throughout the whole movie, and I'm a person who knows what's going on, who's seen the previous ones, and then to see, you know, have an idea what's going on, and then watch this movie, I'm like, whoa. Like, they did great storytelling, great action. Like, it kept you focused throughout the whole movie, and it's hard to do for a 3-hour movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the only time I think I looked away from the screen was the weird people in the theater who were like, coughing and playing with their flashlights. That was it. Okay.
Oh, you had that happen. You had that happen in this one, or you didn't?
Yeah, I actually had that happen in this one. I was like really upset. I almost got up to talk to somebody. That's how annoying it was.
They weren't Chalamet-ese or whatever you'd call it, or Zendaya fans or something like that. They were just that. Maybe they're like, oh, they're not in it enough or something. Who knows?
I don't know what it was. They were just being weird. But it was like when I watched the movie. It was pretty much watching a boy become a man, you know, making hard decisions, following his, you know, his path, his making decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of cool. It kind of gave me the good feeling, the hypeness of like a 300 type film for like, you know, like as a guy, you watch this movie, you're like, yeah. You know, you're feeling this. And then, you know, but you're watching like the story develop. You're trying to figure out what's going on, who's important. You know, baby being a boss. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, unborn baby being a boss. It touched creativity on a really crazy scale. Like the CGI was really great.
Yep.
Like not one time did I look at the worm. I think that it was a CGI worm. I forgot after talking to somebody that the worm was CGI. I'm like, hey, where did you find these at?
They did a good job of even without explaining how it works to ride a worm. Because a worm's inclination is not to be above the surface. They come up to eat and then they go, they barely even come up to eat. But it was like, oh, okay, they showed them, they're grabbing their little grooves that they probably use to dig. And they're getting that in the air, like they're catching all that spice. So it's like getting them high to like be up on top. And I'm like, oh, and they didn't say any of that. They just kind of have that happen. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's cool. You know, again, like you said, the first one is definitely all world building. This one just picks it right back, like right up from where the last one ends.
Literally picks up right at the end. It felt like they had this movie done. And it's like, you know, we're going to wait a few years to air it. Like Zendaya did a great job acting. Paul Atreides was, wow. Like believing a little weak boy, you know, trying to become like the Messiah. And I need that man. I forgot his name, but the man who was like the religious guy, he to be the best supporting actor of all time.
Oh yeah, it's who played Stilgar? It's why is his name escaping me right now? God, what is Javier Bardem? Javier Bardem playing Stilgar. Yes.
He was phenomenal in that movie. Okay.
Yep.
And he was the best.
I laughed. He made me laugh. Like, I didn't laugh at all in the first one, and he was actually fun in this one. Like,
He was funny. And the thing that was great about it was he supposed to be funny?
Right.
when the black lady walked up to him and it was like pretty much asking, how did he learn how to tie his shoes, Paul Atreides? And then he said, I thought that this was how it's supposed to be. And then he comes out of nowhere. He says, Richie.
Uh-huh.
Alex.
And then we also got in this one the introduction of the Emperor, the Pasha or however, what do they call him for this, and his princess daughter Arulin, and you get the rest of the Harkonnens. You get Fade in there. What did you think about all of their portrayals?
I thought they were all good. Actually, it was somebody, I forgot who it was, maybe it was Rotten, who didn't like that they did the Emperor was
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Yeah, Padisha. Yeah, they call him Padisha Emperor, but yeah.
Yeah, but to me, I feel like who else could you get to play a older person, like an older king who had like knowledge and could be a king. You know what I'm saying? He's supposed to be old. You know, like his voice carried, you know, like I get y'all used to Christopher Walken. But, for a sci-fi film and him talking, like, I get that he was, like, the king. I thought that was a good portrayal to me. I had no problems with that.
Okay. And then what about Elvis portraying Fade versus Sting in the original film?
Yeah. It was great. I was shocked.
All right. I liked it too. The planet. I liked the choices of it. Like Ronnie didn't pick that up, which we'll talk about it when I talk to him later. But you know, he goes, yeah, that was weird. They filmed it in black and white. I'm like, no, that was their sun made their light different. Like it just didn't reflect color. And I love their little plasma fireworks instead of actual fireworks. And they're effectively creepy. I mean, the first movie, my young nephews watched it, and this one, because of House Harkonnen and stuff, I was like, ooh, I go, maybe they can't watch this one yet, because it was a little bit more. And plus, I go, Ronnie, I go, there was like a post-coital sex scene with, and he's like, what? I go, you won't let your kids watch Eternals, because two robots are laying naked on each other, and you just see their shoulders. And I go, this one, you had, like, that beautiful shot of Timothy Chalamet and Zendaya, like, remember with like the silhouette, and it's just it was like a nicely composed shot, but they had very heavy breathing because they were finishing business, and I'm like kids would probably go over their head, but I was still kind of like, oh, okay, well, I got to make sure my brother-in-law knows, you know. And then Roddy's like, I don't even remember that. I go, oh, okay, well. But
you know what was a crazy I felt like they could have like did something with it. So you know how they had the order, the women with the magical powers, and yeah, the ladies trying to
the Bene Gesserit. Yeah.
Bene Gesserit. So remember how they sent the one girl to mess with you just said his name. I'm really bad with names in the sci-fi series, so he's bad.
With Fade?
But yes, with him. And I thought that it would be kind of cool how he turned her. Like, remember how she's like, they kind of went off screen and she was kind of weird and she came back and she was like, yes, I'm with child or, you know.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. That was Lady Margot, the other backup plan for having the Quidditch, Haraj, or whatever the name is. It's, I never remember.
Right. And I thought it would have been a good thing to see that he got her to betray them. And, like, you know, I thought that would be kind of cool. Like, you know, like, hey, she's working for me and they're going to take over, but they didn't do that. Or maybe he was, and he just, you know, the ending of the movie.
Well, yeah, to set up more stuff. Because, yeah, they did you recognize, like, a couple things that they didn't do in this second part from, like, the other versions? Did you notice or pick up on a couple?
So his sister wasn't, like, born yet.
Right.
So I thought that was something.
Yeah.
His sister wasn't born.
Which is one of the best parts of the David Lynch one, with you got the little girl going nuts and talking like an old lady, a little sick, like with a cancerous like throat, you know, like, hey, we gotta kill him, you know. And she's the one that, spoiler alert, kills Baron Harkonnen. It's her.
She's exactly. The little girl did it.
So you kind of lose a little bit of that. Like, it was weird. I loved it, though. When they, as soon as they showed the fetus, like, talking, I was like in my chair. I'm, like, applauding. I'm like, fuck yes. They're going to go a little weird here. Not as weird as I wanted, but.
No. Baby talking through mama, giving her all the knowledge.
Uh-huh.
That was weird, okay? And then her talking to people, you would do what I say. I'm like, whoa. Y'all getting bossed by an infant?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, not even an infant. An unborn?
Yeah, because that was like a big change. And then the other one was Thurfer, their mentat, that was for House Atreides. Remember, they kept him around to, like, mm-hmm. use him because Peter DeVries died, and then they were, like, keeping poison from him, and they kind of just completely cut that. They did say they cut two roles in this movie, and I'm sure that those are the two, but then they had a lot of people complain. The actress, did you recognize the actress that played Aaliyah as a grown-up in that little, like, weird scene they showed the future?
No. I mean, she looked familiar, but I couldn't picture her.
Yeah, Anna Taylor-Joy from, she was in Split, The Witch, Magic, and the New Mutants movies. But, yeah, she had that, like, one little quick scene, and everybody's like, well, don't show her old. Like, it's more fun when it's, like, a young kid. Unless they de-age her if they get a part three, if they get Dune Messiah off the ground, but...
I do have one question for you. Is this movie, who's behind the production of this movie, like the main company? Was it like a Disney, Warner Brothers, you know who's behind this?
I believe it. Yeah, it's Warner Brothers. This is a Warner Brothers production.
Okay, the reason why I want to say this is that this is the second time that two people have came together in the same film and fought, and the outcome was the same. And I just need Josh Brolin to leave Batista alone. Okay, when I was talking about the fight, I was like, no, turn around, get back in this shit. You're about to lose this again, Batista. I want to see, even though you're a piece of shit in this movie, I want you to survive. Don't fight pre-board Thanos.
Yeah, that's funny. I didn't even think about that on set, that it would be exactly the same, even though he was, you know, in, like, weird costuming with dots on him and stuff to make him look, you know, how they do those behind-the-scenes shots of, you know, showing him in stilts and shit. But, yeah, that's funny. I didn't even think about that part. I know that's why my nephews liked the first one, because they were like, oh, there's Aquaman. Oh, there's, you know, Drax. Oh, there's, you know, so-and-so. And they're like, so that was fun for them to point out. But, I'll admit, like, when it started, I would say 30 minutes, and I'll probably repeat this when the other guys are here later, but, like, 30 minutes in, I was just, like you said, just glued to the screen, like, I'm like, this is something, this is big. I have issues with it, which I'll get into a little later, but
okay.
I didn't think it was so perfect.
I'd say my issue is that they, look, one of the key things that I feel like you can change some stuff, but stuff that did really well, I felt, was like in the previous ones, the little girl, his sister, like being by his side, how important she was, because she was a giant driving force for him becoming and believing in himself. The second thing that I thought was that, remember when they sent him out in the desert, they could have spent more time on him, like, learning how to be one with the desert, because that was a big part of the thing, too. You know, like, I remember, the one scene I remember as a kid was when he got the spice, and did he talk to the worms in the hole or something? Like, he could talk to them or something?
I feel like he put his hand up, yeah, and does this whole scene where he's like, he kind of did that in this one, though, didn't he, at a point?
Kind of, but it wasn't the same. To me, I didn't get the same feeling from it. You know, I feel like he became Dr. Strange, saw all the different timelines.
Yeah.
And then he was like, this is the perfect timeline. I'm like, all right, here you go.
Yeah, because the ending of this, I felt like they rushed the ending just like they did in the 84 one. But yeah, the passage of time, if they had spent more time in the desert, that would have allowed the sister to be born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then that could have got to that. But maybe they went, oh, that's a little too goofy for now. And it really was more, you know, Frank Herbert is notoriously said this whole movie or the whole book series was basically anti, you know, Messiah type prophets, anti-religion, anti-capitalist, mm-hmm. you know, like, I mean, he was high on mushrooms as shit, like, when he was writing this stuff, but it was basically, I mean, it's all right there. Arrakis is Iraq. Spice is the oil, you know, there's so much Arab influence in, like, the naming and terminology and ideas and stuff, and he said he was fascinated always with the, idea that every mythology came from a messiah came from the desert, so that's what he wanted to play with those conventions in this. And I think as a whole, I mean, the movie ended great, but it like, almost ended again like, hey, ready for more? But they kind of had a nice.
So there's going to be Doom 3.
Yeah. And it was a nice, I think the sign off more so is the sadness of, Zendaya's character, Chani. But any other complaints or issues you had with this one?
I heard somebody do an interview and they said that they felt that this movie would be like our modern day Star Wars.
Yep.
And I thought about it and I couldn't disagree with that.
Yeah. I mean, I have been pitching that to people that way. I go, it feels probably like how that felt back in the day. You know, I was a kid, so everything in the 80s was coked out and crazy and cool, but Star Wars was obviously a huge part of my childhood. It's to feel sort of that momentum again now, like if the audiences keep showing up for this, it's a good sign. I mean, it's not original IP, which is probably the only mark against it, but it is a big theatrical film, you know, that gets people to the theater. I missed out on the bucket, too, by the way. I was trying to get the bucket, but.
Listen, I was going to bring that up, okay? No, I'm glad I didn't get that crazy nightmare inducing.
Yeah, I wanted it more for the oddity of it, but then I was like, what am I going to do with it afterward? And no, not have sex with it. That was not on the table. Let's see what they say when I bring that up. But,
I just want to do the trick with the popcorn, poke a hole in it, have a girlfriend go in there. But I didn't want us both going to the hospital and have to explain that.
Exactly. So any other last thoughts on this for you before you get back to trying to escape these caves?
Nope.
All right.
Nothing anymore.
All right. Cool. That's it for this one. And then we'll get with the other guys here in a little bit. Thanks. All right. So Randall is over trapped in a cavern. And I talked to him already about Dune 2. He's in a cavern. So now I'm here with Ronnie and Jay, and we're going to talk about it. Jay did not get to see part two yet.
Nope, so I'm not going to listen.
He doesn't want spoilers.
Paul Atreides is the Muad'Dib, but that's not the word for it.
Yeah, that's the name that means desert rat or whatever. But
whale turtle or something?
And they might have said that in the 84 one.
The Kwisatz
Haderach. Haderach, okay.
Kwisatz Haderach.
That's like the Messiah type person.
Yeah, Kwisatz Haderach. Kwisatz Haderach!
For the Dune people.
Yes. Please don't expect us to say this right.
Well, the Bene Gesserits, that's their the prophecy they created to try to create the perfect person.
Dude, we're going to talk about it. Are we talking about Dune Tuna right now?
We're talking about Dune 2, yeah.
Did he say Dune Tuna?
Dune Tuna.
I don't want to talk about this.
Dune.
I don't want any spoilers.
That's just like all the videos I watched
in Dune. It's the same as the 84 movie. It's basically the last 30 minutes of the 84 movie.
But
stretched out for 3 hours.
But isn't it?
There's a little crazy. The little crazy girl is not visible.
Yes,
let's just go. Is she invisible?
The little sister.
That's like all
we'll
of it.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
You guys are fucking ruining it.
There's some stuff that they changed from the books that they shouldn't have.
Yes,
but we'll talk about it. But there's some stuff I loved about this fucking movie.
So. All right, so I saw it on Thursday. Mostly so I could get the popcorn.
If you're wondering what that sounds like,
this sucks. I saw the first one. And I don't remember most of it.
We're going to go through.
They saw Fremen there, right?
He just watched
that. Yeah. Or which was really just
Fremen.
A play word for Fremen.
Exactly,
because they were so creative.
Yes, like Arrakis, Iraq.
I think he worked on some of the Marvel characters, to be honest with you.
No, He-Man characters. He-Man characters are worse.
Oh, stay away from Fisto.
So this movie basically picks right back off from the end of the first one. So the first one ended with they crashed in the desert. They go through that like sandstorm, the mom and him. What's her name?
Mom.
She's now
Paul
head.
And Jessica. Jessica. Paul and Jessica go through the sandstorm.
She becomes head
they
Jessica.
Crash land. Then you get
there's just too many foreign words. We're gonna stumble through all this.
My God.
Just for the record, people.
Maybe you guys should have studied up before you.
Stilgar. Stilgar.
No, I studied for a week on
this. He-Man now.
I studied a lot on this ship, but some of the words just don't flow.
Yeah. So Stilgar, Javier Bardem's character, his group with Zendaya, they find him.
Zendaya was in this too.
Yeah, she's in way
she's
more.
She's in this a lot. Not like the first one.
She was barely the love interest or something, right?
The one he keeps dreaming about.
Well, they made her more.
What about a new movie?
They made her more than
the two golf or not a golf
tennis players.
Yeah. the tennis players.
They said this is like No Country for Old Men.
I could watch that movie without those two dudes in it. Just have her.
But yeah. Anyway, she's in this movie a lot.
Yeah, okay. She's Chani. She's playing the Sean Young character from the 84 movie. And it picks right back up. So yeah, at the end of the last movie is when he challenges the one guy, Jessup or something kills like that. At like duel, and he's like, do you yield? And they're like, no, you got to kill him. Like, that's what
that's
we
our rules,
made the deal. Like, that's he the, wanted to battle you.
The Fremen
and
one.
The end of the, yeah. The end of the,
okay. I'm trying to remember. I don't
so
remember.
So they're carrying the body.
It starts off with them taking the body back.
And so then they get attacked by some Harkonnen, or Harkonnen, I think they pronounce it in the movies.
They said, so a lot, I guess when they did the original Dune movie, how the Harkonnens looked and their planet looked, there was a bunch of, originally taken from H.P. Geiger.
Yeah.
And they declined his...
Well, he did the there's a documentary, Jodorowsky's Dune.
Okay.
I was telling Randall about it.
But they didn't use his shit.
No.
But now they're using his shit.
Yes.
Sorry.
But yeah, it's H.R. So basically...
Yes.
This guy was going to make the movie and made this, like, giant book and brought in, like, all these great artists and musicians. He wanted to, like, Mick Jagger
all
and shit.
All top of the line, yeah.
Like... H.R. Geiger's first artwork, he was like a sculptor, and he's like, you're going to make art for this movie. Dan O'Bannon, who wrote, like, Alien and stuff. Basically, everything that came out...
That was big in the 80s, he wanted... In
his book. By Jodorowsky,
Orson trying Welles, to make this... He wanted Orson Welles to play the one dude, the creepy dude.
Who is
it? He wanted, like...
the Baron.
He wanted a Sting. The only thing he got out of everything was Sting. He didn't get anything else that he wanted.
But yeah, everything that was fell apart.
Oh, he got Toto. He wanted Toto. He got Toto.
Yeah, and they fell apart in the production, and then that's when the everything that came out like in the late 70s and 80s were from all these guys that like were kind of brought out of the woodwork to make stuff, and then they were like, well, look what they can do, and so they kind of made this. And in the 84, I remember watching, we talked about when we did the first movie, the 84 one is so stylish and looks interesting, like with the choices of
the
wood grain. You know, everything space looks...
It actually looks good. Did you see the video clip I sent you?
It tries not to look like Star Wars.
The old compared to the new?
Oh, no, I don't...
I sent you a video on Instagram. Everyone will forget when you send 100 things on Instagram, well, Instagram like every day.
Gothic noir.
But they show the old actors and the new actors.
Oh, the actors,
and they made it like noir, an 80s gothic type thing, but you look at them. But if you go back and rewatch the old one, they did really good with the sculpting with the sandworms and the sand and...
Oh,
it's legit. Like they made fun of it back then.
Those weren't real.
But you probably don't care. But you go back and look at it now, you're like, wow, this is not bad. Like it's bad, okay? But it's not bad.
Well, you gotta consider the time that it was made, right?
Yeah, 1984.
I think it still carries some good weight to it, to be honest with you. So
is that what it's saying?
And it has filler and it has filler that makes more story, makes these movies make sense, because he does less filler in these, even though they're longer. And the first movie is basically the first hour and a half of the original movie.
Yeah.
Then the last 30 minutes is this whole movie.
Well,
minus a couple
doesn't
things.
Doesn't Dune itself, though, have like a huge like cult following?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Thing,
there's six books.
Like an underground
six,
thing.
Is there six books?
Mm-hmm.
Six
no
books?
Pun intended.
Five, I think, original. Five and then books. The Sun maybe did the six, okay, something like that.
Yeah.
And then all of our facts, we're just making up facts and we just go, okay, yeah, that's what we think. Then a lot of people say the Children of Dune series on sci-fi
is it closer to the books than anything.
More accurate.
We talked about. I think Jay, you spoke about this before, because I think you said you watched it.
I might have. I don't know.
But I think that we talked about how the Children of Dune probably the closest.
Randall did also.
It's also also the weirdest of them all, because somebody turns into a fucking worm, but they get like
that's Paul's son.
Yeah, but they get like 3,000 years of peace.
Oh, so yeah, because they live longer because of the spice.
Because they turn their kids into worms.
So
it's the secret.
Leto's the second.
Yes.
Which technically is Leto the third, because the first, there's two twins came out and Leto died. And he's actually technically the third Leto. But since he lived, he's Leto the second, but he turns into a fucking worm. God. I think it's really, but go ahead. Talk about
So
fucking game
going
of worms
back,
here.
I remember watching the first one and I saw it in the theater and I remember feeling like, because I watched it so close to the 84 one that I was a little not excited. I liked it, but I wasn't excited.
But you went to the movies
to
catch it, right? I think I watched mine from home,
right.
I think, yeah.
And I watched it again because I wanted to refresh myself for this one. And honestly loved it way more this time. I was like,
Even though it's from home?
Even though from home, because I was like, knew
what
to
really
expect.
Close to the TV.
I knew what to expect. You know, I knew the flow, and I kind of forgot the 84
one. Tied a soundbar to his body.
So I didn't have the comparison to that. And so I was very excited to go and sit in the theater for this. So I saw it on Thursday. Try to get the popcorn bucket. They didn't get them in yet, and
I'm
never
sorry,
got my popcorn
I saw
bucket.
Mine at AMC. I apologize. MJR, even though I heard.
Oh, wait. They had it at MJR?
No, they did not.
No, they don't.
I would look for it. Yeah, yeah. They didn't have MJR. I didn't have it.
Got to pay extra for the bucket with the hole in the
bottom. It's $25. Yeah.
$25 for that fucking bucket?
Uh-huh.
Or that plastic
shit? For
that
fucking bucket.
Oh,
fucking
bucket. Jesus Christ.
I was only going to get it because I thought it was funny, and then I kind of realized I was going to go back like the next day because I go, oh, yeah, you can just come back. And then I went, you know what? I go, what am I going to do? I'm going to buy it to be like, ah, oh, this is funny, and then what am I going to do with
it? Oh, you had it in your possession?
Like, no, I didn't. I didn't go back.
But where would you find room with all the other stuff?
They're saying there's something Ghostbuster that's cooler.
Yeah, they're having the ghost trap where the top of it is like
that sounds really cool.
It looks neat. It looks neat. But
hopefully it doesn't fail and you people get their hands cut off at the door.
I would say like 30 minutes.
Are you grabbing popcorn? Get my hand, please.
Yeah. 30 minutes into part two, I just sat down and I kind of went, I'm in. I go, this must be how people felt watching Empire. And they didn't even know what was happening in Empire.
A lot of people are saying this one's the Empire Strikes. I'm not trying to shit on Empire Strikes Back, but I think every 40 years, you can have that good trilogy. That's what I called Sean, and we talked about it. Mm-hmm. But people are like, this is better than Empire. I'm like, well, don't jump to stuff.
Yeah, go that far.
But, no,
there's a lot of movies better
than
Empire.
LeBron James isn't better than Jordan. Everybody gets caught up in the moment. Mm-hmm. So this isn't better.
At the moment, he is.
That sucks because the modern day.
Logan Paul versus Mike Tyson. We're going to have another challenge there.
Yeah. You wouldn't have. The modern day Dune wouldn't be what it was without.
He'd challenge me even if Mike Tyson was in a wheelchair.
He would.
Mike Tyson about to bite his fucking face off. But the modern day Dune wouldn't be what it is without the past Star Wars. But the past Star Wars wouldn't be what it is without Dune.
Uh-huh.
It's a big ass fucking circle. So
it's a sandworm eating its own tail.
Yes, exactly. Aborealis, Salmon Callus.
No.
I'm trying to think of a word to mix them.
It was the character's name in Loki.
What is it?
Ouroboros.
Ouroboros. I was trying. No, but
you were trying to say Aurora Borealis.
I was trying.
Like the lights Ouroboros. Over Alaska.
No, but I was trying to. I was trying to like mix the words between the sandworm and shit. No, whatever.
Yeah, no, we get it. He was trying to save you and.
Fucking give me a drink, whore. Give me a drink, whore.
You just insisted on.
Oh, you know your name, don't you?
Fuck yeah, I do.
So the
hell yeah,
the feet. I was very. I think the moment that was like at the 30-minute mark that made me go, oh, I'm in on this.
How about we talking?
Is when
10 minutes we have to talk about the movie technically.
When the feet. So Jessica, baby Jessica,
Jessica
is
baby
pregnant.
Baby Jessica
and
wait, baby Jessica,
not Bessie from the well, baby Jessica from the well.
How she's doing these days?
I wonder how she is. Yeah. She's got to be.
I'll look her up. You guys talk, okay?
So Jessica or Paul realizes because he's around the Spice more now, living out with the Fremen, and he's like trying to learn their ways. And they're like, "Oh, you're the Stilgar character. Like, he's like a religious fanatic." I thought that was a wise choice they made in this, where you have half the camp believes that like he's the Messiah, he's the Kwazik Haderach.
So the Fremen,
she's 37 years old.
Oh,
and she got a forehead like they pulled her out of the well by it. Sorry, I'm going to
a five.
Wow, that was mean.
Oh, I'm going to hell.
But
she's alive and working good, and moving. Good for her.
What? She fell in a well?
Baby Jessica, do you remember that story when we were kids?
Kind of, yeah, a little bit. That was real?
She
had a family and everything.
They made a Simpsons episode.
I thought that was just a publicity stunt.
Oh, look, she made somebody legal. Isn't that great?
Oh, I don't know about.
So.
He's on a roll.
Yeah, so Stilgar is with the group of Fremen that are believing this Messiah, and then Zendai and her friends like are the group that are the younger group that go, no, this is all stop, Roddy. I need you to talk because Jay didn't see this. So
I was going to show him baby Jessica.
So the Jessica's baby.
There's a video.
So Paul has a realization in this. Paul Atreides.
So the girl that was trapped in the tube had a baby.
It's a side. That was
this girl.
That was a tangent.
Yes.
Oh, that was something different.
No, Jessica is
the
mom.
Jessica.
Jessica's the mom in this movie, and Paul realizes she's pregnant. But the baby.
That actress did an interview. She sounds fucking nuts. But she
Rebecca
can act
Ferguson.
Her ass out. Yes, she can act her
she's
ass.
She's only
out.
12 years older than Timothée Chalamet.
Is she?
Yeah.
She playing mom. She did some kind of interview. She just sounded loopy when she was doing an interview.
Well, she's Irish.
But
I don't know if that makes
she's,
it.
That might have like. But you
if you thought she was talking strange, like she's drunk or something.
She can act her ass off.
I'm not saying all Irish people are drunk.
So she can act her ass off. I just want to say that.
Because she's from the Mission Impossible movies.
Yes.
She's great in those. The baby, you see the fetus on the screen open its eyes because she has to drink this.
Very 2001.
Yes. It looked like the space baby. They kind of did it like that. At the end of the movie.
You're a space baby.
So she has to drink this because they go, you have to be the head mother of the Water of Life. Bene Gesserit for them, so you have to drink the Water of Life.
Wait, and the Bene Gesserit, that's the crazy witch women, right?
Yes.
Crazy
yes.
bitch women?
Witch. He said witch.
I said...
I was happy he didn't say bitch for a change. Yeah, then
I know, right?
Like, I mean, they are.
If you want me to, well, they are.
No, I don't want you to. I like it better when you don't. You can only call men bitches and...
Men are bitches and assholes, so are women.
Yes.
I'm pretty equal with my bitch and asshole thing.
Yeah, unless a woman is super, super far.
You can call women bitches if they're bitches.
But there's like...
That'd be super far.
If you're like cocky what you're doing, then you're an asshole, male or female. And if you're being a bitch about something, male or female, you're a bitch.
You're a bitch, yeah.
So, yeah.
I think it's totally fine.
So, yes, the Bene Gesserit of the witches, and they're the ones.
The Bene Gesserit of the witches. That's weird. Jay has a shirt that says that, don't you, Jay?
I do.
So the...
Bend your witches over, it says.
Water of Life that she drinks, you find out, comes from like sandworms. It's like their blood.
Did you not feel bad for the baby worm?
Oh, when they showed how they get it.
Yeah,
later.
I know it's not real, but I was kind of feeling bad for the baby worm.
Yeah, it was. But I liked that.
And
scene.
That one dude's strong, and he just said, I thought he was taller. He jumped down, he starts walking. I'm like, oh, I thought he was taller than that. The guy that wrestles the worm and gets the water.
No, it was a woman.
No, the little short, stubby black guy.
That was a woman, I thought.
No, it was a black dude.
Okay.
Bald head? Strong?
I'm not sure.
Stuck it in there and leaked the...
Yeah, the one that caught it first, like, pounded the ground?
Yeah, that was a dude.
Okay.
He's muscular as all fuck.
I hear a Black Panther.
That person. Well, whatever. That should be...
Yeah. She
But the way they manhandled that baby worm, I felt very sad for the baby
and
worm.
And who did they stand next to that you're like, oh my God, they're so small?
Yeah, that's like, they're shorter than I thought they were. But I was more focused on them.
Was it Timothy Chalamet?
It might have been Timothy Chalamet.
And it was
Chalamet.
Just like, oh, Lord.
No, Timothy Chalamet wasn't there yet. He was showing her how to...
Oh, well, maybe it was Stilgar. Yeah, maybe Stilgar.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole story is basically him kind of learning the ways of the Fremen. They think the mom's spreading the rumor that, you know, he is the Quasi-Cataract.
She is definitely using the religious thing to
and
her
she's
favor.
Like, she goes, I'm going to go to the ones that are the most afraid. She's evil.
Because the mom's evil, but she's doing the same evil shit the other people are doing.
Right.
But she's doing it against them.
Which is what she's using a religion. Well, Frank Herbert's against all of this stuff because people that use those situations to control.
And the mom's doing the same thing.
Yeah, he's against, you know, organized religion. He's against empires and colonialism and all this stuff.
Yep.
So he's showing it by showing like, hey, look at behind the scenes. This is what they really think about you, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's now enhanced because she's had this Water of Life. Yep. But now the baby.
Yeah, she was not supposed to be pregnant.
Sees all of the lifetimes of all the Bene Gesserit. Yes. So now the baby's controlling her, which is the little girl in the...
They're saying the baby
but that's his sister.
His sister, Aaliyah.
They're saying the baby, even though it's inside of her stomach, is just as powerful as the mother Gesserit that's already been around for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm. The Charlotte Rampling
character. Yeah, they're saying the baby's already as powerful as she is.
Because she's controlling... The choice they do in this one is she controls Jessica. So Jessica will be talking, and then all of a sudden it'll be... And it's the baby talking.
Rub your mother's back, it hurts. I don't know, your sister said rub my back, I don't know. I call bullshit, so that was my sister.
So all that's going on is the mother's like kind of building up this hype about him. He's just trying to learn the ways. So some things I forgot about
Elvis
the first one. Well, we'll get to them in a second.
Yeah.
But when they did the sandworms. Because I was like, never made sense really. Like when they're riding, they lure a sandworm to the surface and they could ride it with just putting hooks. Yeah. I'm like, that doesn't even make, why would they? But then this one reveals.
Just go back underground?
Right. Well, this one reveals, and they don't specify
like, is that a nose? That's like a nose flap, right?
They're pulling these flaps up on them that's now able to inhale all the spice.
Yeah.
So they like being up on the surface.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a catnip or something.
But isn't the spice underground, though?
They eat it internally, but this is going into their mucus. This is like, I think it's like taking a vodka, dunking in tampons, sticking it up your...
I was just going to go to the bong, like...
Yes. When they go under, it probably closes, right? Like an out, like something underwater.
You're on the same page.
Yeah. Like something underwater.
I could tell you are wanting to say that. And I'm like, I got to spit it out before Jake, because I can see it in his eyes. He wants to talk about butt chugging. But yes, that's exactly what it's... that's how I took it. Another thing I forgot as I went... Watching the first one again, I go, why don't they have guns? Why don't they shoot actual guns? Yeah. And I was like, oh, because they all have shields and things fast don't go through.
So guns don't do
anything. So that's why it's the so slow
blade. So we got to this dude.
Well, the problem with that, though, is that they slow down well, in the original one, it slows it down really, really, really slow, right?
Right.
But it keeps moving forward,
you
though.
Could,
but
if, yeah,
which
if you
is
hit it,
weird, though, because I don't think that, I don't know if that would work that way.
Throw bullets at people then.
Right, exactly, and it would hurt more.
Well,
right?
They do that with the poisonous one that he gets, the dart, is a slow.
But it's different, though, in the new one, isn't it? It's not,
it's not blocky.
You're not surrounded by jello.
Correct.
Yes.
Right? It's like an actual,
like,
more
you
of a
see, like, a blue,
shield,
yeah, it's blue, and then if it goes through, it turns red, just to make it visually, like, understandable.
So, Arrakis, which is the planet Dune,
yes.
Correct? Did that used to be Earth a long, long time ago?
No.
No.
Or
this,
Earth is,
no,
this
Earth
exists
this
in this universe.
Yeah.
Thousands of years
this
past.
Is a galaxy far, far away.
From where electronics took over everything.
Long time
that we
ago.
Then we won the war against electronics. That's why you can't
have
any electronics.
They have no electronics.
That's why everybody uses those people.
The
that
Mentats.
Like,
which
I don't know why I did that. Their eyes,
but yeah, yeah, their eyes
Batman.
Turn white.
Everybody's Batman. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah, because they don't explain that
yes,
in these movies. Again, that's something from the other one where it's like, in the old movie, they all had like red lips. They looked gross. This, they have the little line on their lip, and then their eyes turn white.
But
they're
Earth people,
human
just pretty
computers.
Much these families, yeah, these powerful families on Earth just go colonize these other planets pretty
mm-hmm,
much, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the honkies, Harkonnen, that's where they come from, right?
The, yeah, so
yes,
the honkies
okay,
come from there, yes.
Okay,
and that's where, that's why the Atreides family had the father who fought bulls. Like, that was their...
Isn't it weird that their own planet makes them even look whiter?
That would be weird, though. Yes. What would it be, like, would it be House Bezos? Right? Would that
mm-hmm,
be one of them now?
100%. Yep. You'd have
and,
a planet dedicated
Musk.
To House Bezos.
Yep.
That's 100% what it would be.
Yep.
Yep.
And House Musk.
Yep.
Yep.
That's House Musk.
Yeah. I'll pass.
That name just stinks.
The Harkonnen's planet, which I liked, and you said you didn't quite get it, is they've got a black sun that makes everything, it doesn't.
Oh, the
really
fireworks
color.
Going off.
And
the fireworks actually have color to them.
Well, they're
they
and they're plasma. I like that they're plasma. They weren't explosive. They were like gelled explosive.
Yeah, I had to,
like,
Sean, I had to explain it to me. I'm like, what's
but
that?
Everything on their
which
planet
part?
When they're outside on Harkonnen.
I was like, Sean, they paint each other? He goes, no, Rodney, that was
planet,
the sun.
Geetes 2
yeah,
or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Everything is in black and white when you're outside because it doesn't reflect color. So they go inside, they have color, but outside they
and everything looks
color,
like an H.G. Geiger type of vibe to it. And like the suits that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, so and Fade Rotha, which was Sting in the original
H.G.
one.
H.G. Geiger?
H.G. Geiger.
H.G. Geiger, yeah.
H.R. Puff, Huff,
any,
Puff
and Stuff. Any relation to the Geiger counter?
No.
But this is when you're introduced
but
another, to...
I guess they're Germans.
This is when you're
somewhere,
introduced to Elvis, and he said he had months of voice therapy to sound like... Because he wanted to sound like the family. So he wanted to sound like the dad. So he makes sure he had that voice when he talked. I think he did fucking great. That little arena where he came out like a like the Roman Empire.
I also like that they show that he's a cheat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he could show off where
well,
he got mad.
Well, he used the one knife, and the black and white knife, because in the comics they have them. Not comics,
the books.
Dune, the books. He has a black and white knife, and he does test the one to see if it's sharp enough, and that's what he does there. And it's
yeah,
pretty
it's
cool.
The blade, not the point, or some kind of saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, the in the arena, they send out the last House of Trades.
Three, two of them are hurt.
Yeah, they're drugged, and then, like, one is not, and he's, like, mad at first, but then that's the Baron just being a dick, too, going, hey, it's
but
your
he
birthday.
But he knows he really wouldn't enjoy unless he really mm-hmm, got a good kill for his birthday, which is crazy.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, you got Batista's character, which is...
kind of mad. I was hoping...
Robin. The Beast Robin.
Yeah, I thought he'd be more of a badass, but they said he's really dumb in the books.
Right, and they
so
want.
He's just dumb.
Yeah, he's just a brute. He's a big dumb brute, and then they played it up that way, where he keeps fucking
the
shit
cousin
up.
Cousin or whatever that was like, cousin or brother to.
And
yeah,
actually,
him and
the guy that I didn't know that guy, the guy that trained,
Gurney.
Oh, the main character.
Paul.
The guy, the trainer that trained Paul. I guess he's the best fighter in the universe.
Josh Brolin's character,
yes,
Gurney.
They say
he's
the best fighter in the universe, and he has something against.
Harkonnens,
Atreides,
Harkonnens, no, the
Harkonnens,
Harkonnens, the one that what's his name because he became a bitch and they fought each other.
Yeah,
but he has something against. I guess he killed somebody in his family.
Okay,
so he hate that they have this like heated history between
in
each other,
the original,
which the books don't, the movies don't get into.
No,
that
no,
long.
No.
I was gonna say I thought in the books he fought against House Harkonnen. There was like a big war before,
and
then
one of the Harkonnens killed somebody in his family
before the worm people. You know,
the space guild.
The space, yeah, those people, before they forced them to, like, come to peace or whatever, the House Atreides and House Harkonnen, I believe, they were at a long war before that, and then somehow they're...
It makes sense. I mean,
there was something like that, because I think that was... I don't remember exactly what it was in the first one, but there was a time when he mentioned something about...
The planet that they live on?
Because he's fought against Arkonans, yes. So that was his conversation in the fight.
The planet the current Atreides live on, used to Arkonans. That used to be the Conan's planet.
Oh, Caladan.
And then the Emperor made them move and go to another planet. And then gave the planet to the Atreides people.
Okay.
And all that. So there's lots of history between those two families, let alone you're going to get into the history a little bit too. That was supposed to be You Are My Father moment, and the movie kind of just brazes by it, doesn't it?
Yeah, for the grandfather.
Yes. Kind of just.
I kind of forgot about that even. Yeah. Because it's so rushed. I swear to God.
It was supposed to be like You Are My Father moment, and they didn't do that at all in this movie.
Which, when you realize that Star Wars ripped off this, or very loosely was inspired by. It makes sense.
Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, well, yes. Later, obviously there are things that come up.
I guess you should say, but Beetlejuice,
but if you just look at the first movie, and you go, "Oh, okay, this is its own thing." Well, you got, but then he was like trying to fight against the things that inevitably happen, which is, oh well, Darth Vader's his father, just like Baron Harkonnen's Jessica's father.
Right.
So then, oh, okay, well now that's his grandfather. So
damn it. So he's telling you now.
Yeah. So
spoiler.
And
that's,
so
that's why I wanted to leave.
Well, you knew that from the other one, because that's when the little girl, Aaliyah, runs up. That was like the badass part when the little girl talks like this. She's like, I'm killing you,
Grandpa. In the original movie.
It's so fucking wild.
But it's more accurate than the new movie.
Yes, yes. They did not. Aaliyah did not get born. They just have a little cameo of her in the future.
Yeah.
And it's Anya Taylor-Joy.
They better do more with her than that. But
I thought there was a three-part.
Messiah will be the third one.
Yeah, they tried to wrap these up in the two for the first book, and then they're saying the third, like they want to do a third, but they kind of wrap this up. But I remember again going to the first one where it fizzled out for me in the theater because it was just like, oh, it's over. Like, you had this fight, and then it was just like the end.
Yeah,
this one kind of does a similar thing.
Well, the other one did the rain at the end because sooner or later,
the old movie,
later, Dune goes back to the full of water and all that in thousands and thousands of years. And then once all those years pass, it goes back to Dune again. It's weird if you like follow the history. I've been trying to do that all week.
Right.
But they become full of water, and you know how we promised that they'd be full of water.
Yeah, because they were going to. They talked about it in this one. They were going to terraform it and have it be with water. And then they discovered the spice, and they're like, "Oh wait, whoa, no, we're not." Going to
But they
do
end
that.
Up do terraforming it in the long run,
right?
But then it ends up going back to Doom because they didn't want to. They want to go back to their history, and like thousands and thousands of years later, they'll never get into.
But don't. Don't the worms bodies decay, and that's what actually creates the spice?
Maybe.
I thought
or
that
they
was...
put their poop, like how we get vanilla from skunk butts.
No, I think it's from the body from the what?
Vanilla flavoring. Vanilla flavoring in most things comes from the glands of skunk butts.
Your parents lied to you a lot when you were a kid.
Look it up.
I like vanilla bean a lot. I guess I like skunk butts.
Yeah, I ain't stopping.
But I think it is from from the worms.
I thought that's pooping. What it was.
Like back to the earth again. Like a
decomposing.
The ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Yes, exactly.
Worms to melange. Spice
circle,
melange.
The circle of life.
Isn't it weird that they don't call it spice melange ever?
They don't ever.
They just call it the spice. I don't know why.
Star Wars calls it spice. What is what's his name? Is what's his name? Transforming spice?
Yeah, it's like the drug in the Star Wars universe is spice.
Yeah, that's where they didn't matter. Runner. They changed all that, but he's like, we're not changing the word spice, though. We're keeping spice.
But it's just weird. Like, there's certain things he's simplified in this. So you also keep out Thufir Hawat. Remember the Mentet that was the House Atreides?
Yes.
In the original 84 movie and in the book, Harkonnen kept him hostage because Peter DeVries, that was Brad Dourif's character in the original one, and this one was the guy who played Polka Dot Man. You know, he dies with the tooth thing.
Mm-hmm.
So then they keep him, and then they poison him. And remember, they're like, poison him. They're like, if you don't do this, we're not going to give you the remedy to cure you.
The antidote.
The antidote,
Well, because with the one guy was...
But they cut that all out of this
one. That's not in this one at all.
They had the one
because I liked it because you said
hostile.
I get my wife back, and the bitch comes out like this giant
well,
spider
that's
UA,
thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that
the
was...
The spider-looking
wicked.
Thing, which is fucked up. Yeah. I don't do any of that in this.
Oh, she was in a spider thing? I thought he killed her.
No. I promise you can have your wife back. Here she is. And this bitch comes out in some giant-ass spider-looking thing. You don't remember that?
No, it's in this movie.
It's in this new one?
Oh, no, you're right. It was in the last
one. It's not in the new one.
Yeah, UA betrayed him in the first one.
He had his wife and kid, and he killed them. I don't know about the spider.
The original
thing.
One turned into a spider.
I think that was in
the 84 movie.
Rebel Moon. You're thinking about?
No, there was a giant spider. Rebel Moon. That motherfucker's crazy. He said Rebel Moon had more viewers than that whole interview he just did.
Because
he sounds so out of touch. He goes, I think Batman should kill people because that's how he is. Because if you don't let him do something modern, he'll fall behind. And that's how we kill our gods. I'm like, you're nuts. This is why you shouldn't be doing any more DC shit. Sorry, they get off tangent on his crazy ass.
So what?
Snyder. Snyder's nuts.
And the Superman stuff sounds good. Like what he's going for is that it's going to be a Kingdom Come type story where he's coming home. Like it's going to be cool.
But it's not what's anyway, his face digression. Anymore.
But when the more Snyder talks, the more I realize why. Anymore.
No. Nope.
The more Snyder talks, the more I realize.
Who did Warner Bros. Said, go get your phone. Henry Cap. I heard who they were trying to get him for Marvel.
They want him to be a Beyonder.
Beyonder. Oh, yes.
I would see that. That. Yes.
I don't know who that is, but.
He's the guy that creates Secret Wars. In the original Secret Wars, not the new Secret Wars.
There's a time and there's a tear in the universe. Beyonder comes through it. He's this almighty God. Gets bored. He puts everybody on the planet. Makes
me guess he wears a red cape.
He does not. He's got this big white, if I can remember
suit.
Yeah, white suit with this big curvy.
In the first one, they don't really show him. In the second one, they show
but
him.
But I hope he wears that white suit. I would They're going love to. It. I would love it. I would love it.
Like a white. He looks like a disco kind of guy. Yeah, it's
it looks
crazy.
Like an astronaut. Okay. If somebody said, if an astronaut goes, I really love my astronaut suit, but I really want to dance when it's over. What do you got for me? So they go, I got something for you.
Wars 2.
They're like, I got something for you.
Oh, shit. I forgot the dude's name. I was thinking about the guy that was
but Henry Cavill has the haircut and everything.
Iron Man's
try to look at him just to show him the picture.
Rockwell? Iron Man's biggest
military.
Yeah. Justin Hammer, that's Sam Rockwell's character. Hammer Industries.
Yeah, like when he was dancing in the suit in that one. That's what I pictured that he would. Okay, I see.
So the Where are we at on Dune?
Are you see Henry Cavill rocking it?
Oh yeah, that looks like
100%. Does that look like Henry Cavill?
Yes. Nah, it looks a little bit more like.
Well, that's his like real suit. There's
Hasselhoff.
Yes,
They probably were channeling Hasselhoff then.
Ah shit! My
foot. Oh, I thought you were starting to sing like Hasselhoff. Well, what's about Dune though?
Yeah, so the new characters. So yeah, we got Fade Rotha, which is Austin Butler, who
he stole that
Elvis.
Movie. He did. He stole that movie.
We now have. Princess Cerulean, who was Virginia Madsen in the original, and this one is going to be.
You look at that like it's going to heal your foot.
I'm hoping
he's replenishing himself.
Yeah.
So the Florence Pugh, the new Black Widow, she is the Princess
Cerulean.
It's
her last name with like pubic hair.
And then
she's the intro. So is she the same? So the original 1984 movie. I heard she's the.
He hasn't said anything yet, has he?
She's the equal ground thought process through these movies. That's why she was the one talking before. She's not this or she's not that.
In the books, she gives the history.
Most level headed person.
And
she's
a Bene Gesserit and the Empress, basically, the princess of the entire
Empire. Oh, you're talking about Dune again.
But she's not really good nor bad. She's not really this or that. That's why she's the one speaking.
She becomes subservient. Like, there's more, like, the era in which it was written, there's certain things that they said. He's kind of going and modernizing them a little bit.
Because Chani's spoken the first one. And now she's the one speaking. You hear her voice over now in the second one.
Right. And that tracks more with the book because Cerulean does talk. It's like you see her giving the dictations of the.
You see her giving the dictations? Yes. And he said dictation. Well, for the record.
It was a cylinder.
It looks like he's twisting a bottle. Because
there's no computers.
Open.
It was written like the old wax cylinders.
Yeah, so it's a joystick in those signs, right?
Yes. So the and then we get the Shah.
I want to play some Pada Shah.
Pada Shah Emperor, which is Christopher Walken.
Yeah. I had a problem with that. So I don't know if you can complain about stuff that's not like it is in the books, because in the books he's 71 years old, but he looks like a 35-year-old and he has red hair. So he actually looks young because of the spice makes him look younger, slows down his aging. And he actually can fight and do all that kind of stuff. But he still chooses someone to fight for him, kind of like a Lord of the Rings type things. Choose your
Or even Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. Oberon.
Yeah, what did I say?
Oberon.
I said Game of Thrones, didn't I?
Oh, you said something else first. I said Game of Thrones.
Totally meant to say Game of Thrones. I said Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
I meant to say Game of Thrones. Sorry.
It was something similar.
I meant to say Game of Thrones.
It was of the something.
Yeah, my little people get mixed up. So I use the right terminology.
What? You said.
But this is not a 35-year-old man. This is nobody but Christopher Walken.
He should have had a headgear on, or something, right? Like,
I don't know. He's the Padishah Emperor. Yeah, he's the one running
everything. In the original four, he's the Emperor, but he's an old man in that too.
They have a planet dedicated to just training his soldiers. His soldiers are badasses too.
The Sadakar.
Yeah, they're like top notch everything.
Which they show them in the first.
Well, they fought along. They fought along with the Harkonnens.
Yeah, right. They cut their throat, the people's throats, and they take the blood and they put it on like they're. Yes. Like, they're wicked.
Yeah, they're wicked as fuck. They're like these. But when he's talking about, and every time he talks, it's even more Christopher Walken than Christopher Walken. It's like somebody were impersonating Christopher Walken.
But
it pulled me out of the movie so fucking bad.
I would take it as I think it was more.
People liked it. They were like, it was like an old Willard King that was exhausted and tired.
That's how I took it, just wanted to
give up everything. No, I could not see past Christopher Walken. I love Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
And they're saying he had some quote in some old dance. He was dancing in some old.
There's a music video.
Him dancing, and there, yeah. I guess there's a quote
needs
in
more
there.
Cowbell.
There's a quote in there that quotes Dune.
Oh,
they say everything comes full circle.
So it's in the Fat Boy Slim song.
Yeah, there's a quote in there from Dune.
Oh, okay.
And it's now he's playing in the movie Dune. So, but I just it pulled me out of it. I'm sorry, it did pull me out of it.
Again, now the sister. Oh, I want to kind of go back to finish the Star Wars train of thought where he was. Episode four.
He said, sister, I want to go back and Star Wars train of thought. Okay. You want to talk to Freud about that?
This is going.
Yeah, you want to talk to Freud about that?
Leia is just like
Aaliyah. Yeah, I got that part.
But they didn't say he was sister. Like, in the first Star Wars movie, they weren't brother and sister. But he...
Right. I was going to say,
he was influenced by, he was fighting, and then ultimately
went to it. Could you imagine how that would have turned out if there was never another Star Wars movie, just The New Hope? That would have went down in history as they were like,
yeah,
you know, not brother and sister, just a like, hey,
but a love triangle.
It's like, hey,
yeah, like,
hey, hey. In the '70s, that was a thing. So.
She'd be the
so Aaliyah. Yeah, Aaliyah was not born in this one, and so then the mother Jessica goes down to the south, which they don't even talk about that really in the
so
other.
So north
movie,
is the non-believers, younger non-believers live in the north, and the heavy believers and all the older people live in the south. Is that explained pretty
that's
much?
Pretty much. Mm. Yeah. That and they have to go through, familiar. And they and everybody.
It definitely sounds familiar.
And then, especially the Beast Raban, which is Drax. Drax doesn't believe. He's like, "There's nobody down there. It's uninhabitable." And they're like, "Well, obviously, there's somebody down
there."
There's
a giant storm, pretty much blocking you from getting to where they are. And they know it's dangerous for people to go through it, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why they don't really pursue them.
Right, but that's also why they stay down there and they take the sandworms into there.
Oh yeah, because they can't take a spaceship up and over the sand.
I guess they cannot because it goes right to the. Clouds.
Like, yeah. You can't just do it, sorry.
Yeah. And
there's a ship that can come from space and land. Nope, you can't do that.
I think the most.
I'm serious though. It's the reason when they said they can't
that's what
get
they
to
say.
Them because of it. I swear they do.
And the most interesting thing to me that I liked about this was the fact that Paul does not want to follow through on any of these prophecies.
But he's pushed by Shani.
Yeah,
Shani. CH.
So Zendaya wants him to, but he's like, he goes, "You don't understand. It's gonna." Bring about a holy war to end everything.
He's very much.
His mom wants him to.
She's pushing Stilgar her religion
wants
him on
to,
him.
No. She wants him to get into a position where he can have power to.
Right, but he's like, you don't. So he's like a Doctor Strange that sees all those different scenarios. And he's like, if I go here, billions of people will die. And she's like, no, it's not. She doesn't believe in any stuff.
Because in the book, they call it jihad.
Yeah. Well, that's like the holy
they
war.
Don't say
they call it the holy war here.
Right.
So she doesn't believe in that shit. So she thinks he should just go down and be with the people. He's like, you don't understand. If I go down there,
it's gonna
be bad. She goes, no, you need to go down there because she doesn't believe in that shit. So she's like, you need to be down there. He's like, you don't get it. Billions of people are gonna die. But he ends up going down there because it wasn't a hard fight. What did he end up going down there for? I can't remember.
I think
what made the decision. Somebody was fighting.
They found their siege, and they just bombed and burned all the birds that were
fucked
there.
Up, all in the north. Yes, that's what it was.
They finally because
they kind of forced them down.
Yeah,
there.
Fade shows up and basically
that's
goes,
right.
"You didn't know where they were? It's this big fucking mountain that they can hide in here." Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, and he starts blowing it up on the side and everything. That's right. Yeah, Fade, dude, he stole the damn movie. I mean, he would be still in the next one.
So then the same thing happens where once they find...
He's dead.
Because he's dead.
Once they find Gurney is...
It just says Gurney. I think he's talking about somebody's grandma.
Right.
Okay, Thanos. Once they find Thanos, he's working as a ranger because of the production of Spice being down. He's now like kind of a bootlegger of it. Which in the 84 movie, it didn't become clear. I think he was with the Fremen.
He's Jean-Luc Picard in the original one, right?
No, it's...
Is he him and Jean-Luc Picard?
Oh, you're right. It was Jean-Luc Picard. Yeah.
It's hard to believe when you watch the old one that Jean-Luc Picard is the best fighter in the universe.
Because Duncan Idaho was the other guy that died in this.
He died early, like...
Duncan Idaho comes back as hate, but that's in Children of... which won't be a thing here.
Okay. So then
Picard's character, he survived to the very end, too, mm-hmm. in that one. Because he was, like, pretty much... I think he was the one that was actually trained in the Fremen to... The fight against
there's, he's known they, as the best
they
fighter
show
the
him do more in the old one than he does in this one.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm.
he's yeah. kind of there to be like, hey, yeah, Paul's like, I vouch for him. Like, and when they attack him, they don't really attack him as hard as they do the other ones. It's like, oh, that's convenient. You didn't fucking like nuke them all. And
yeah,
that's one of my big complaints.
Oh, and
in
nuking
this.
Is against the law here.
It's atomics. Yeah, they call
atomics
it.
Atomics are against the law, but they have some.
Every family has an arsenal.
Atreides hid theirs at Dune,
at Dune a long time ago. Yep.
On Arrakis, sorry, Dune, Arrakis. They hid him there in some kind of. He goes, where'd you put him? They go, right over there. They're like, but it's obvious over there. They go, did you find him over there? Then it's not obvious.
Uh-huh.
That was a good conversation. It has some little stuff like that.
Yeah, it was actually, I laughed more in this than I thought. Yeah. It was almost all still
was
gone.
It underneath a school or a hospital?
Let's say you're walking through the desert, right? Let's say you're walking through the desert and there's a cave over there, a big old hole in it.
Mm-hmm.
Atomics were in there.
Yeah.
Like, where would we put atomics? No, there's no way in here. Keep walking.
It's a mirage.
But they were in there. Yes.
So one thing that drove me crazy in this was they have these lasers, right? So they have to, again, they have like the...
I don't know what it was, but something about him saying lasers intimidated me because I thought he was going to finger me.
I thought a laser
shield.
The way
he put his fingers, they looked like they'd never bent in their life.
It was like the straight line lasers that they would use to like cut the ships and shit. Yeah. But then they wouldn't use it all the time. And it made no sense.
Probably a lot of energy build up. They fire it one time. You got to wait a couple weeks.
I like the one scene where they...
the metal plates as bombs. I like those.
He went out as part of the one group with Zendaya's
kids. With the Cobra using the tungsten rods.
Oh, is that...
It's like a real thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's a scene where Harkonnen's come down
to
fight.
These are giant metal plates. Flying.
Anyway. There's a scene where this Harkonnen's come down and there's like this giant crab walking thing in the ground. And they had... It reminds me of a video game. Actually, Metal Gear Solid.
Oh,
where
like
they
the Clone
had
Wars?
To run and hide behind the leg. And let it pass because the one helicopter was trying to. It's a scene from a video game if I've ever seen it.
I like that scene.
Trying to
dude,
shoot
that was
it.
Pretty cool.
It was straight from a video game, and they had to run to the other one to distract them so they could destroy it. Then she shot the rocket, but you don't know if she hit it or not.
Because it's going slowly through the shield.
Right, and it's going to the people inside the gun. They're like, they can't find her anymore. The guy's looking for her. He says, where'd she go? And then boom, it blows up. That's a cool
little
scene.
And I loved it too because they're both running and then you just see it like fall in the background.
Very cool scene.
It's so cool.
That's a very fun scene.
I'm telling you, I loved so much of this. And then there was a couple points, like I said, with the lasers.
Okay.
Well, the lasers, I was like, I go, why aren't they using them all the time? But I'll use Jay's excuse of, oh, it's power. Okay, whatever.
Well, it might be a power thing if they
might
have
might be.
Or it could be like an overheating thing, too. You can only fire it so long.
So why? Because sometimes the Harkonnens had it and sometimes the Fremen
thing that
had
kind
it.
Of
and I'm
me,
like, what's
but
the
I guess
deal?
It's from the books. The way the Emperor made himself accessible like that.
Well,
the ending
is pretty much like.
I guess it's supposed to be.
I forgot
but
that's how it was because I kept thinking, like, are they going to get off this planet and go fight him? But my problem where I start getting, like,
it comes down to something.
I say they can't because the movie's called Dune.
Right, it has to be there.
It has to be all on Dune, sorry.
He says Dune in the movie. The titular line is dropped.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So when they get down to the south,
the line's down
and he
the
goes...
Sand.
Yes, he goes to the center and basically announces himself as the Quasi-Hadarach.
That's when I started believing that. That for me was believing that this skinny little 90-pound actor can be the leader of these people.
Yeah.
That made me believe. It didn't make me... It might have made them believe,
but it made
me believe.
Remember when Chani's walking, when Zendaya's walking, and she's, like, not having any of it, and then Gurney, Thanos grabs her and, like, yanks her down. It's like...
That's funny, because she, like, this shoot.
She
got snatched for something under the ass. That was pretty funny, yeah.
But I'd say from there to the end, it did the same thing that the 84 movie did, where this long, nice-paced movie, I'm loving it. Then all of a sudden, it was like... And I honestly, as I was watching, I'm going... There's a lot of shit that's got
to
happen.
Why did
and
the Emperor come
like,
down?
Boom, boom.
Why did Emperor come down? Because they had set up a meeting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to think why
he called him down because he called him out for... because he had the seal. He's like, Paul Atreides is alive.
That's what it
and
is.
And he's like, fuck, like, yeah. we... he knows that
if it comes out that everyone knows I was behind his family's deaths, I'll be ruined as emperor.
So that's what he shows up in the mirror ship.
That's what it was.
So they landed the base on Arrakis, where it's surrounded by mountains, so no worms can come through and no winds.
Yeah,
and so they use the atomics.
It's sick looking. It looks like a modern day pyramid with this giant round ship mirror ball above it. It looks sick. It looks really good.
So they use the atomics to blow up the mountains so that the worms can come through and the winds start coming in and affecting all the Sakura.
When they end up wiping out
Sadakar
their emperors,
warriors and stuff.
That was really cool.
So you have this big fight, but again, I'm like going, I'm like, you're rushing all this shit again.
Oh, we didn't talk about
the last movie did.
We're coming to the end here, but I want to talk about how fucked up the first 5 minutes are when they start taking water out of the Harkonnen when they started killing him. Yes. Would you not fuck? She puked.
I love that.
Jessica puked, but it was so it shows you how much they reserve stuff on their planet and what keeps them alive. So they're killing Harkonnen, but they connect this little thing to him that goes into their body and sucks all the water out of their body. Mm-hmm. But Harkonnen has poison blood. So they don't use it for that, but they use it for other things. They don't drink it.
Because remember, too, when he spits on the desk in the first one, he like gets mad. They're like, no, that he's like giving up his moisture. So he's telling her,
ones that aren't dead, but they're injured.
Right.
They come and they take, just suck the water out of their body. That's fucked up. But they're doing what they had to survive,
but
right?
But then you find out they have the underwater water.
But it's holy water. They don't touch it.
Don't touch that water.
Which is fucked up.
Underwater water.
I know. Underground water.
Now you sound like the Meg.
That's called wall water.
You're right.
Can
you milk me?
We got to go to the water below the water.
Can you alcohol me, milk me, water me, whatever it's called?
But the...
I'm not sure I'm...
Yeah, so the...
Kelly's been sick for a couple weeks. I could use a good milking.
The... Emperor.
He's gone.
So they use the atomics to blow out the mountain so that the worms can enter. The battle's going on. And I went, there's way too much happening here for the last 30 minutes when the rest of the movie was so nicely paced. Even the first one taking into account. The 6 hours of movie I've watched has been nicely paced and you're rushing all this shit again. So,
that was my big complaint. But you're right. They wanted to, I think, like you said earlier, they wanted to wrap this movie up because they don't know what's going to happen with the third. But I think the third's been, he's already got it written and done, correct?
He's pretty much got it written, but yeah, he didn't want to assume they were going to get it made. So he's basically looking at like Zendaya
trying to wrap
going,
this up as a, yeah.
And he's looking at Zendaya like, listen, this is what's got to fucking happen. He's like, he goes, I marry you, Empress or Princess Arulin.
So in the books, she's more accepting of what's going on.
She's accepting.
Johnny's more accepting.
I think it was a good change.
Johnny's more accepting. Well,
she has a kid by that point.
There's a lot of stuff that happens in a book. But 2 years pass.
And she has a kid
with him. She has a kid by him at that time.
Who's turning into a worm.
Who dies.
Oh, killed by the Harkonnens. Right?
Killed by the Harkonnens.
Who is?
Johnny. So, right, this
Zendaya.
Whole time. They don't really go by that, but
so
he
Wonka
has blue
and Zendaya
eyes.
In the book have a kid. They have a kid.
Yeah, I don't know about
and
that.
And the little sister's alive, too.
2 years
pass. In the first movie, they have a kid, too. But she, unborn, the sister tells...
Oh, that's right.
The goofy.
You have a baby in your belly.
Yes, basically.
She talked like that. It was basically like
that. It was
that.
Weird.
So, but they didn't get
I loved
that
it. God, I want to watch that one again.
There's one thing I did like about this, too. You can't tell the time lapses in this.
That's.
So there's another thing. You're supposed
other than Jessica's pregnancy growing.
Or his eyes totally blue, because you assume it took some time to get him totally blue like that. Mm-hmm. So, but in the books,
it only took a few minutes in the original movie.
In the books, you're talking about,
and they glow in the original one. This one, they're just like a blue hue.
But in the books,
like
there's
the book.
About a 2 year time gap when this happens,
which I would have liked. Mm-hmm. I would have liked it to.
Okay.
But then Aaliyah has to be born, so then they're kind of like he's walking along.
They didn't put timelines on purpose.
Oh, okay, so like, and so in the original one, it like they did a really quick time lapse, right? Like their whole time
it rushed it.
Like it wasn't like the. Now it was like, here we go to there.
There's
like,
a scene.
Right?
Like, yeah, it's
I know Sean.
The 84 one's insane how it ends. This one rushes it a little bit, but it's still rushes.
I know Sean mentioned.
You
can't do a time on Sean. That's totally 80s. but Sean mentioned too where he's speaking in the middle and he's, you know, he goes up. He goes, I don't know if I should do this, but once he gets on stage, he kind of says, I'm the one. Anybody here want to fight me? And then he pulls a Santa Claus in his motherfucker. He goes, I knew you when you were two. You wanted that teddy bear. And I knew you. Did he not pull?
Yeah, the one person that wanted to challenge
that didn't believe in Santa Claus. Uh-huh. He made the little kid believe in Santa Claus. That's 100% what I thought when it was going down. I haven't heard this anywhere else, I promise you. But the way he called him out, he goes, well, fuck, I was going to be the badass. I was about to fight him. And everybody looks at me. I think that's what you pulled from,
that's
right?
What it was, yeah.
This guy's a badass. Yep. He was going to fight him. But now he made this guy believe in him.
So he's just a talker.
That he's a scary talker, a Hitlerish type of talker.
It is. It's meant to be that.
Oh,
yes.
Was he that good?
It's So, I mean, you don't want to give him credit, but he was good at that, sadly.
Right. Sadly. He doesn't want to. That's what he knows.
But he also took advantage of people that were weak, that didn't have any food to care for themselves. Mm-hmm. And that was all taken advantage of. We're talking about Hitler, not here. But the same thing was done. Same thing was done. So they all kneel.
The Fremen.
Don't the Fremen wear armbands, too?
They do. Blue armbands. Yeah, there's someone that wears the blue armbands.
They're snappy dressers, too, right?
No, well, Boss Hugo didn't do their clothes for them. Hugo Boss. I said it backwards. All the Fremen kneel because the guy that keeps his wingman, his hype man, keeps hyping him up through the whole thing. And he tells him, if you believe in this guy, we'll have food and lettuce and grass and trees and water. We have to believe in this guy. But what they don't tell you is that the Bene Gesserit, to control what they need to control, they started these rumors a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So just so they control who gave birth to who, gave birth to do what.
Yeah,
they wanted to control everything. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, we didn't bring up the other Bene Gesserit that they sent, Leah Seydoux's character, who went into
she's pregnant with baby with Elvis. Fades.
Yeah, baby Elvis.
Yes.
And she seduces him. Like, she lures him. Like, you see her.
Elijah Dushku has a baby in this?
No. Leah Seydoux is the actress's name. She's from one of the James Bond movies. It's French. It's French.
That's a little bit.
Lady Margot.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, so she did
the test thing to see. But that means he passed it too. Mm-hmm. Then, but he passed it for a different reason. He's sadistic and fucked up.
Right.
He doesn't. He fucking got a boner from putting his hand in that box.
And they don't explain that the Bene Gesserit.
We all get boners from putting our hands in the box.
The Bene Gesserit have complete control, cellular control over their bodies. So that's when they get mad at her for making a boy. Mm-hmm. She could have made a girl.
She fucked up the rotation.
She wanted to have a boy for Paul.
It was
for
Leto.
They were supposed to kill him at birth or something.
No, she was supposed to have a girl.
No, in the original they were supposed to kill Paul because Paul was supposed to be Pauletta.
I was going to say that, but not in those words. She was supposed to have a girl, and Harkonnen was supposed to have a boy. And those who were Frey.
Oh, no,
Frey, Fade, yeah.
So Fade and...
No, she was supposed to be... Part of the Bene Gesserits or whatever.
Well, she's already part of the House Harkonnen.
Faye was supposed to have a kid with Paula. They're supposed to have a kid together.
Right.
Technically, they're supposed to have a kid together. And that kid was supposed to be the Bene Gesserit.
Why couldn't they have a kid together?
Chris Hadarach.
Why couldn't they have a kid together? But that was all.
Why couldn't they have a kid together?
Well, this is a few. I don't know how far it is, or I don't want to go down this road with you right now. I really don't.
We don't know. Yeah. This is all beyond my knowledge.
But she fucked it up and said, you know, I love the man I'm actually with. It's not a manipulation thing. He wants a boy. I'm going to give him a fucking boy.
So maybe she gave Leto a boy. And she didn't control it.
They can control.
And then she seduced. Yeah, they have master seducers. That's what.
But she realized when she was having the boy, she played with the same thing that the Jesuits have been playing with forever.
Yeah, the prophecy.
The prophecy. She goes, you know what? I'm going to use this against them. To my favor, and I'm going to be the powerful one, and here we are. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah,
so. Passionate about all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the...
I've been looking into this shit for the last couple weeks. Same thing I did with the last movie.
Uh-huh.
Doing lots of it, so go ahead.
So the...
he stopped again.
In the... facing off against the Emperor.
Face off.
He wants to battle the Emperor. He goes, I will marry your daughter. He goes, you're done.
For the record, I would have loved to see Christopher Walken versus Paul. And that fight seemed to end.
And then Paul goes up and kills Baron Hark. Like, his own, the set of cards take him out.
They tripped me out. Because I was like, no, he can't die. They give him part 3 to Johnny. Because I thought they were going to kill him off. You never know nowadays. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to kill. They had me tricked for that long. I thought they were going to kill him off. And then Johnny was going to be the one carrying Messiah at the end.
Yeah.
Because they changed a few other things, right?
Yeah, because the twist of the fight. So Fade fights for the Emperor. Mm-hmm. Well, first he goes up and kills his grandpa. And he's like, I know who you are, which was Aaliyah's role.
And everybody watched them, and Faye loved it. There's just something with the Harkonnens. It's survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah.
If you die, you die. Now, I find out he's taking baths and that shit and has that shit connected to him because he turned to one of the Jesuits, and they poisoned him. So that's why
he can't walk. He can't support his own weight. That's why he's in those flying.
His head Jesuit or whatever she is?
Yeah.
He turned on her something down
the... Like, which I love that scene, too, when he goes... They show it in the preview when he's like, silence to her. And she gets thrust back, the main Bene Gesserit, the mother...
And that's the reason why they didn't want a boy. Mm-hmm. They had those powers and do all that. And the mom knew that.
Which is the Force also. That's another thing.
It's 100%
Force. I was going to say, yeah.
But the voice of God, I think they call it, correct?
Yeah, and then
it's detuned.
So Fade,
not 100%. Like they can't move
detuned.
Shit.
Detuned. No. If you combine detuned,
it's the Jedi mind trick. Yes. It's just the Jedi mind trick more so.
Kind of because they can force things upon you, but they can't like move and control things. It was weird. Like, yeah, with the weirding way, right?
Like I could be like, thing. Jay, put your penis in me, but I couldn't grab it and put it
so
in.
So the weirding way does not get brought up in this
I'm
one.
I'm not sure how that works.
So the weirding way in the 1984 one
I thought I explained it thoroughly to you.
Do you know like those
I wouldn't put your penis in me for
it's a toy. It's a toy where you have like a little like like you pull almost like a rubber band where it does like a drum.
Yes, those still exist.
Almost, yeah, that's
out
like,
of wood.
But that's like what the weirding way is in the first
movie.
Oh,
so do you think they're fucking with the weirding way at all?
In the book, the weirding way is more like on One Piece. In One Piece, remember the one guy, the cat guy?
Yes.
Who could
but
move
saying,
around quick.
But what's his name? What's his name?
That's did that the weirding
because
way.
Because they didn't know how to portray it on film.
Yes.
Right? Who's the crazy fucker?
David Lynch.
David Lynch is nuts. He did some weird shit. So I found out the Harkonnen.
Yeah.
The reason he's large, I'm just saying for the time. When the book was
the
sores, done,
not the largeness, the sores.
But everything he gives into, he's somebody that you're supposed to look at and somebody that gives into all his passions. Whether it's sex with underage boys, whether it's overeating.
Right.
Whether he's somebody that gives into all his lust. He's a glutton. He is the epitome of that. Sorry, but I wanted to get it today. They kind of left that out because it's modernized.
And there's
so
AIDS
they left all that out.
And there's AIDS metaphors in the 84 one.
Like. Yeah, Lynch is nuts, dude. That little weird shit he did with the blood and drinking out. I'm glad they left some of that shit out now because it was a little over the top. Because he put that shit in and it had nothing to do with the fucking book.
You gotta leave some of it in there to make him.
Well, there's
come
a reason why the Harkonnen
right,
wanted
right.
his nephew.
Well, they did. They did
the
stuff. They do
bad guy.
Honestly, the first movie is pretty. Like my nephews could watch the first Dune of this. The second one, when I'm in the theater, I was like. Ooh, I even said it to Ronnie. I go, would you let your kids see? He goes, yeah. I go, what about
the
post-coital sex scene between Zendaya or between Wonka Coitus. And Mary Jane?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, that's right. And then I go, the fade stuff, like with him, like just slicing necks and like there's a bunch
I
of.
I let
like,
Kane watch it, but I won't let the other two watch
like one dude walks it, like a dude, like they're
it's
so
PG-13.
Weird. It's PG-13. Like the one dude walking in with the knives. Like it's a larger dude and his tits are out basically and
see,
it's
I
like
think
really weird.
Handle it. He's seen worse porn than that.
Well, I,
he likes watching spiders eat.
Lex is the one I caught on the stairs with tarantulas eating animals.
Okay,
but I kind of wish it was porn. I could have walked him through that.
Something he knows.
If it would have been porn, I could have walked him through it. If it was, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to say right
so
now.
So the fight between Fade and Paul in the original,
it's life, buddy.
There was
people
more,
thought this fight should have been longer. Do you
yeah,
think
and,
that way
it, and the trick wasn't good. Like in the original one, I felt like it was more of a trick. Like you could see Fade trying to like sting, like trying to do some kind of trick to get
people
him.
People were disappointed in this fight.
Where this one was like, wait, what happened? And like he's stabbed, but then he somehow pulled a knife out and stabbed. It wasn't as thrilling as it could have been.
Yeah,
I would
hype
agree.
Man was in his corner though. His hype man was yeah. like, "Yes, he's alive. He's the king. That's why, because he's the man."
I do love when he after he wins, he stands up and he walks over to Christopher Walken. Yeah. He's like, puts his hand out like, "You get down your fucking knees
and
you kiss
my dad's
ring.
My dad's yeah. ring, the one you fucking had killed. You piece of
yes." He gets his basically the whole movie is ultimately Paul fighting his destiny and wanting revenge. And then once everybody's like. You got to do it. He's like, fuck it, I'm going. Like, he just fucking balls to the wall. Goes
but
for revenge
Paul,
and he's going to take over the empire.
Everything. Paul sees, even though 61 billion people are about to die, this is a known thing. I'm not
yeah,
because
the all the other houses are showing up to the planet, which they didn't talk about
and
in the original.
It's about to be the Holy War.
And they're like, you know, they do not recognize you as the emperor now because they think you're a usurper and you're taking out the, like, they don't know the whole story. So he's like, all right, Fremen, get in the fucking ships.
And I think he's going to use the Emperor's men.
Yep.
Because they're badasses, and they're going to fight those seven other houses.
Yeah.
And they're just going to cause 61. So this is in the books. 61 billion people are going to die. But after that, you're going to have like 5,000 years of peace. And I think he goes, well, that's 61 billion people dying. It's probably worth 5,000 years of peace.
Yeah, there'd be nobody left.
Well, yeah, right.
Thanos.
How do you get peace?
Gertie's whispering in his ear.
When you're 50 miles from your next neighbor. Hey, you got any sugar?
Gertie's like, hey, yeah, I got an idea.
Of course there's peace.
I get an idea if you get rid of half of the population of all existence. All
right, Thanos. All right,
that's
yeah,
what Gertie's
like,
doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Gertie, yeah. But that's what it ends up
But the movie ends with that. And yeah. I'm like, oh. But the emotional ending, which also.
Chani
ended the first movie seeing her kind of turn around looking at
I
again.
Never know how to say her name because they call her Johnny in the movie. In the original movie, they call her Chani.
Yeah, it's
C-H-A-N-I. Which is a little heavier shit. But she's called
Johnny
in the new one.
Yeah.
They call her Chani in the old one. And I've watched videos where it's Chani. It's almost like.
So Mary Jane Watts, MJ.
Yes.
MJ basically takes off because she's like.
She
can't
did
believe
great
it.
In this movie. She
and
amazing.
He looks like. He goes, I told you this was going to happen. I'm marrying her. My heart belongs to you, but I'm marrying her.
He says that multiple. He said it early in the movie, my heart belongs to you. When he's fighting, he goes, before the fight, he goes, to my dying breath, my heart belongs to you. And he said that to her twice in the movie because he wants her to know, I'm going to do this because I got to win this fucking war. I'll never.
Yeah,
he
I
never
can't
touches
turn
her.
Back.
He
can't
never
turn
touches
back.
Her for the record.
And the books, everything.
Merlin?
The emperor. The emperor's daughter, he never touches her. She becomes his, what do you call
that? Concubine.
Concubine. Chani becomes his concubine. While his wife, he knows his wife has side pieces.
Lady Jessica was Chani, a concubine Chani, for Leto,
Chani,
too.
Chani becomes his concubine, and the one he marries for the emperor for the power, she has a side piece. I can't remember who the side piece is right now. She has a side piece, and he's cool with it as long as he never sees it. So they got their own thing, but this
the 60s mushrooms. He wrote this on mushrooms.
This mixed this all up because now with Chani leaving,
well, I like
none
it,
of this has happened.
But that made that
does
ending
she leave
work.
Pregnant? Is she pregnant?
That's what's a good possibility.
She would be
and I like
they always leave pregnant.
I liked her leaving.
They do, and then
I liked her
guys.
Leaving and going on a sandworm to take off. Like I liked that.
They
to
all
me.
Get on a sandworm to leave. This all makes sense.
They all went to get sand milk.
It's all metaphors.
Worm milk. Shit, worm milk. That's what it
the
was.
Director's a French director, oh, so no. He knows what he's doing.
Or do they go to vote? Is that what they do now?
No, so he ends up, she ends up going away.
Vote, then.
And that's the end of it. So she goes off, you know, goes off on the sandworm. And I go,
I like that
made
like
me
that.
Like
yeah.
it. Because
yeah.
up to that point, I'm like, you motherfuckers
so
are just leaving
in
another
books.
Cliffhanger. And I was like, oh, that's an okay
So there's
ending.
Something in the books that kind of
But I did love this. I love this movie.
There's kind of something, there's a civil war that breaks out between the Freeman. And they're thinking that
later on
the
or?
Messiah complex, they might make Chani leader of the North that has a civil war against the South.
Mm.
They're saying they might do that. That's not part of the books. We're just guessing here.
Oh,
but that's the only reason why she would leave like that.
She would be the
because
leader
because the civil war between the Freeman. Did they do that? But that's not in the books at all. But I don't know where they're going to go with that.
He's done a good job adapting from things that I've read and understood.
He's done fucking great.
I legit went onto like the Wikipedia page for the original book, and I like read top to bottom.
You get
like,
lost
and I
went, in this shit.
Well, the Wikipedia is pretty straightforward, yeah. And I went,
okay.
Oh, I have the gist of it. The 84 one actually pretty well did the gist of it.
Yes,
and
it
then
did. Yes, it did.
This,
the more I read, the more I liked
the
84
movie.
Yeah,
I go, these pretty much did the gist of it. So
The more I read up and watched videos, I didn't read. Who am I kidding? The more I watched more and more videos.
you didn't
more
fool
and
us,
more,
don't worry about it.
I seriously watched about 50 videos.
Because they, like, even the space mining, the Space Mining Guild, like, they don't get into them in this because they're not needed. Like, he really
cut he left
things
certain
that
things
aren't
out.
Needed.
Yep, 100%. He did very good at that, yeah.
And then
there's
you can
another,
add him
there's
later.
Another Harkonnen character that's supposed to be has some kind of part. He just pushed that person out altogether.
All I can think is he's doing sort of like what Peter Jackson did with the Lord of the Rings. We'll bring that in now because you mentioned it earlier. But like, remember Lord of the Rings ended at certain points, and then he would bring in something that was like interesting. For like the Shelob, the spider, I think came in part 3, which was technically in the middle book. But they're like, nope, we're going to save this. We didn't see Oliphants till the third. He always saves something. It's not necessary yet. He saved it for this movie, the second movie. And then this is not necessary yet.
I
he
love
saved
the way
the
they stepped all over.
One.
They're fighting. He goes, yeah. All right, cousin. And he does that little thing. I think they stepped all over that. And they could have really made that a moment, and they didn't.
I know.
Do you think that should have been a bigger moment than what it was?
I feel like, well, I mean, it's better to have Aaliyah do it because Aaliyah's a little.
But like, they're saying that's why Paul is the way he is. That little fighting. I don't want to call it fighting spirit, but he looks like he's trying to hide it as in.
Well, he turns into like kind of fuck it. Like
he does. He becomes a Harkonnen.
Yeah.
That little speech on the stage.
Yeah.
He went from Achilles.
Atreides
to a Harkonnen, and you can start seeing the Harkonnen in his blood, mm-hmm. whether it's the fight scene, whether it's speech on stage. He's this character went from Atreides to Harkonnen, and now you can start to believe that this guy's a leader, but he's probably. But he knows everything he's doing is manipulating those people because his mom's guiding him the whole fucking way. His mom's like, his mom's manipulating his shit. She was like, your sister wants you to go get her some ice cream. Go get her some ice cream. Like, it's not, but she's like, oh, my sister wants me to go get her some ice cream. I go get her some ice cream. I thought that shit was kind of weird. Go get me some ice cream. Like, it wasn't that, but it was kind of, like, that
would. So where the fuck would he get ice cream from?
But it was weird, they kept doing that. He'd be like, no, mom, I can't. I can't do that, mom. I it's wrong. But your sister wants you to do it. Go do it. That'd be the sister's voice.
Like, cause
and
they
be like,
do it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I liked it. But I liked
they
that
said
he didn't
that had
want...
a better hit than maybe her being out of the belly.
And I liked that he didn't want to. Like, to me, I get, you know, I'm at a point where I'm like, I get sick of the Harry Potter, like the destined ones. And I love that this.
He didn't. He thought it
doesn't
everyone
want to
pushed
be.
Him.
Which in the books
everyone
they say
him.
He doesn't want to either.
He doesn't want to. I heard that too.
So
they,
I was like, okay.
They
should have
had the sister like just drop out from below, hanging by the umbilical cord.
And then go back
give
up.
Give me the milk.
And then go back up.
And then
climb
back
up.
In.
I'm not fully cooked yet.
See you in 5. That's horrible and hilarious.
30
moon. She's so powerful, she should be able to do it.
30 moon clicks, I'll be back.
Could you imagine the fight scenes with that too, though? Holy shit.
Woo! Kick.
Yeah, she crawled up.
goodbye, Grandpa.
Swinging from that umbilical cord the whole time.
Like fucking Yoda jumping around with an umbilical cord.
But dragging the mom around, yeah.
Use the umbilical cord to choke people out.
That's like a weird Tekken game fighter.
That's a user. Take that, house honky. Cut your ass out.
But yeah, I don't think we spoil anything for you. I mean, we probably did a little bit, but you won't remember by the time you watch.
We were all over the place on this podcast. Yeah. Jay, it was.
I loved it. I still say go see it. I might.
I loved it. I'm going to try to see it again.
Yeah, it's been a minute since. It's just such a long commitment, but.
It is. You're dedicating 3.5 hours, or whatever. It's part one, 3 hours, 12 minutes, whatever it is. And then 3.5 hours to this one.
Oh, this is 3.5 hours long?
Uh huh.
But it flies, but Jay. If somebody was
two hours and 45
somebody
minutes.
Would have said to me, Jesus. "We're going to give you a 15-minute break, and we're going to drop Messiah right after," I'd be like, "Okay." Like I was 100% okay with it.
I feel like how long is the Flower Moon one? Killers of the Flower Moon.
I don't need to watch it. So that's a long one though, right? Yeah. 3:28.
Let's see. Killers of the Flower Moon.
Hold on.
That's the Leonardo DiCaprio one about taking the land. Take the land.
So that one is 200.
Makes me burp.
It's 206 minutes.
You have to break that down. I'm stupid.
And
60's an hour.
It's 3 hours and 26 minutes.
3 hours.
This one's an hour. This one's 165 minutes, which is 2 hours and 45 minutes. Okay. So,
but it flew by.
It did. I told you, it was when it was getting to the end, I'm like, I feel like this is getting, like, we're getting there, and they're going to rush this shit, which they did.
They could have legit that did another 15 minutes, and I've been okay.
Yeah, that
it.
Was my only real complaint, was the lasers, and then the fact that they rushed that ending a little bit.
Did you have a favorite part of this movie?
The baby, the fetus. When they showed the fetus the first time on screen talking, like, open
his
eyes up.
That's how this movie started, right? Was it the fetus?
No. The voice, it's weird how both of these movies have, like, an opening line, and then they show the Warner Brothers opening credit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did you do that?
Kind of
like, you're taking me out, you're putting me into it, and then you're taking me right out. Yeah. And then you get into it, and then I'm fine. But yeah, it was like the ship, I would say my favorite scene, which again is in the preview too, when they take out that helicopter, and then when they're running, and just... The sound, the music for it, that scene. And I love the music. They don't play the music they play in the previews is the official music. And I love it so much. And the movie like it teases the song. And I just love it. I think it's like a great score. But yeah, the scene when they're running and then you see the ship fall in the background. And it's exciting. Like
it's good. I loved when they introduced Faye.
Fade, yeah.
Fade, I love that whole...
That black and white area. It's
it was very
creepy. All of it's
Rome,
creepy.
Roman. Mm-hmm. I assume they're Greek then because they did a whole thing. Are they Italians or Greek?
Could be Roman. Could be Roman. Like, I would think
they're all branched from somewhere.
Yeah, I would
right?
think Atreides is like Spanish. Yeah, Atreides isn't really Spanish, but because the bullfighting.
Yeah, I assume they're Spanish. Yeah,
and so then
and then they're Greek, and so it's older. Like it's old world.
Mm-hmm.
Arabic, old houses, Greek. Old yeah, houses. Yeah, yeah. So it was great. We're gonna see how they wrap it up in part three. This might be the best modern day trilogy that we've had since the original. So you talked about that. Yeah. Can you think of a good trilogy that you loved? Jay, I said your name.
Like since Back to the Future,
Starship Troopers.
It's not an official trilogy, though.
But we're talking about
there's five.
We're talking about a Matrix, a Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. I'd probably
Lord
say,
of Rings,
yeah, I'd probably say Lord of the Rings.
I don't know. Saw it once and don't really care to see.
Well,
it again.
Well, the theater version was like what I liked watching the director's cut. But you're right, I haven't felt compelled to go back and watch them.
Clerks did the best. Explaining
what? Okay, I'm done asking this question.
Right. That was the best.
Why do they make Dante cry?
Actually, the first three Transformers movies are amazing.
Sorry.
I can't really. It's
the Matrix is supposed to hit, but they ruined it with part four. I would have said that already. But
no, Matrix 2 and 3 suck.
But I think this is going to hit as some of the best trilogies. When they do, we'll see how they wrap it up. But I love this movie. I needed this movie.
I think when they do the Fallout
movies needed this movie.
I think the Fallout will be the best one when it comes out.
Yeah, is Fallout or Borderlands going to be better? Is Borderlands a show too, or is that a movie?
Borderlands is based off a video game.
I know, but is it going
to
be a show?
I have no
movie?
Idea, but I'm looking forward to Fallout.
Well, that's with Kate Blanchett. Kate Blanchett's 100%. In Borderlands.
Oh, Borderlands is funny. That's a funny game. So
it's a violent.
What is that dropping?
Bloody one. So.
That's pretty soon too. We got those two.
Yeah, Twisted Metal is really doing for everybody, isn't it?
Well, Halo. I didn't watch season two yet.
I haven't seen that either. No.
Is that done?
I don't know if it's. I'm waiting for it to be done. We'll do it when it's done.
If it's done, I'll grab a 1 month.
Yeah, we're not gonna. The month doing the week to week episode things. No, that's been long time gone. Because Invincible's got to come back too. So
I loved Invincible's hitting hard.
So we got
right
a couple.
Like that,
once it finishes, I'll watch it.
But Would you recommend this to anybody and everybody?
Yes.
I recommend watching it 2-3 times.
I
can't wait for digital. Already pre-ordered the fucking DVD. I don't know when it's coming out. I said DVD. No. I cannot wait for it to fucking drop. No. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to watch this again.
I'll wait till the third one comes out and then watch all of them.
I've got somebody that's
four never, scores in 7 years.
I've got somebody watching actually, this that
a,
I recommended.
Is a score 7 years?
How no.
long is score is 20 years.
20 years. Okay, go ahead.
I have somebody watching this first movie on HBO because I talked about this one so much. Like, I didn't rave about the first one, but I raved about this one. Yeah, so they're watching
it. Even Netflix right now, too.
And they're like telling me, like, I don't understand what's going on. I go, okay, well, the basic gist is this. And I go, it's interesting because I want to see what they think when it's done.
Sean explaining Dune. But Sean explaining Dune. The white man colonizes.
No, I basically said it's, you got the, you know, the one house that is favored.
Oh, I didn't know they had symbols. Atreides is like a lion. They have symbols.
They have family crest.
No, it's a gold like lion.
Oh, they have family crest. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know. I looked at a thing.
Okay.
It's very. I realize the more I watch this, the more I learn about this. Is very more. Not Game Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, very much. So, yes.
That's what all of this stuff has always been about. That's what all these movies.
Game
are
of Thrones,
about.
The title just in general. Knows.
So. Oh, you always notice that when they do movies like that, like sci-fi ones, when they show you like far in the future or all this other shit. It's not a democracy in any means whatsoever. There's always like kingdoms. Some type of like
fiefdoms
and what are you? Oh shit! I just forgot what they call it. But like not anarchy, but the medieval.
But I had
royalty.
No,
a monarchy.
Monarchy. Thank you.
But I had no idea that
I know the word. I can't fucking
remember. That all these people live in all these planets, but they all started on Earth first. I had no idea that was a fucking thing.
Which is great with about the Expanse because that kind of shows you how you could lose.
Damn, the Expanse like, completes out there. I'm thinking might pre-order or it's like, out there.
But they really kind of go into how you can lose control of one of your colonies, right?
Astronauts came out. Astronauts came out and said Expanse is the closest thing ever to where they really go through.
Yeah, I got to finish that. I only got to see
the space war stuff. Yeah.
Expanse. No, yes, because astronauts really have space for it.
Oh, ISS. I missed it in the falling. Theater. No. There's a movie that's probably going to be on streaming eventually.
Yes,
there.
ISS.
That
yes,
looks
I heard
good
it.
With Zazzy Beetz.
Did you see the documentary?
It's basically
ISS is the world blowing up itself.
Yeah, they're up in space and they're looking at Earth and they just see all the nukes going off.
I'll be honest with you. That if I looked over the Russians, like, listen, dude, we don't know who won this. Can we not bite each other and figure out, let them do each other in? And we'll go down there and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
There would be no reason in the world to fight each other up there.
No, you'd be
well, they start off separate. I think what happens is they start off separate, and then they're
easy.
Like, well, our protocol
Russia,
is this.
So it's Russia and U.S. up in space.
Yeah, it's
and
easy.
They call them and say,
China started it.
But they call them. They call them and go, hey, take out your Russian counterparts. And then America gets a call. Russia gets a call and says, take out your American counterparts. And they look down, and all these explosions are going down on Earth, and they look at the over people.
That
and
looks
fuck.
Cool.
If we got the call, they got the call. Yep. What do we got to do? And that I thought it looked cool.
But we don't have Verizon.
I have a hard time watching those claustrophobic type movies.
Yeah.
But it's not really claustrophobic.
It is.
Spaceman's a really good one, too. Well, you should check that one out.
Yes, let's wrap up
with Adam Sandler.
At least we're talking space stuff, but yes, I'm fine with watching that. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No, that's good. Oh, also another one, too. Lifeform with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I don't know that one.
He dies. He dies in it, though, quickly.
I wrote Spice Man as a note. So I got the conflated names. So anyway, yes, highly recommend. Great. Love this.
Do you
this.
Think it's the new Star Wars? You think,
I felt like I was in a moment of going, this is what it felt like back then.
That's how I felt.
I knew what was going to happen in
Star
the movie.
Star Wars
but
wasn't even like Star too. Wars, though. So
yeah,
that was like a completely different thing.
But
well,
I felt that
Empire,
way too.
Empire changed the game so much that like we don't even realize. Because Star Wars was like this kind of, you know, monolith kind of story of a good guy,
but
bad guy.
But we see this coming. We didn't.
But
nobody
Empire,
saw that coming.
Normally in the back in the 70s and before, like when you did a sequel
in the before time,
you would do a sequel and you would just do the same movie again. And they broke the mold and went, nope, we're telling the next. Like they broke the mold and changed everything. But,
oh yeah, by starting in the middle of a story.
Yeah,
that was breaking
much,
the mold.
Pretty much
for the most part. Yeah. So and then, right. But yeah, you know, no, go ahead.
Watch.
All right,
Jay,
I'm like, all right, this is as long as it is.
Dude.
This is long, and I also have to add Randall's stuff.
What? This
start,
is
so.
A small portion of the fucking. Movie.
I know. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're not even half of the movie. So, all right, back door.
Thanks for completing this course. For more lessons, follow the Film School Janitors on Instagram and Facebook under Film School Janitors, and on Twitter under FS Janitors. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you may have found it, and feel free to email us at filmschooljanitors@gmail.com. Now get back to your studies.